Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Merengatang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All fellas with monkey sounds in there and called good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon. Hey, welcome in. Happy Thursday, everybody. Danny and Dusty with you. How the folks doing out there? How we doing?
We're doing.
We doing?
We're doing.
All right. All right.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah. Have you ever heard the stand-up of Dusty Slay?
No.
You know who Dusty Slay is?
I do not.
He's got a good Netflix special up.
Hmm.
Working Man, I think is what it's called. Dusty Slay.
Oh, I know who he is.
He does thing where he goes, all right, we're having a good time. And he just kind of always waves to the crowd.
Mm.
He's a funny dude. He's got some good stuff. He's clean comic.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. Like he...
Foxworthy made a lot of money.
Well, Nate Bargatze is making a lot of money right now on the whole clean comedy thing.
It works if you're good at it.
You have to be... really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really tests your limits of how funny you are.
Bob Saget did it for a long time.
Yeah, but and then he just said, I'm going to go the easy route.
Yeah.
And then Bob Saget's stand-up was jarring.
One of the wildest, raunchiest things you've ever heard.
That's not Danny Tanner.
I had zero idea what I was getting myself into when I... first watch Bob Saget stand up, R.I.P. And I'm floored. I was like, whoa.
What's and more then, jarring, that or when you find out like an actor is Australian?
Yeah, no, that is like when you find out that like you know what's
Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Laurie.
Hugh from House.
From House. When you find out House is British, you're like, bro, oh, come on.
That one threw me for 18 loops.
Like, what are we doing here?
I heard him in an interview, and because
his
accent's not like mildly British; it's thick.
No, and the thing that threw me for a loop with Hugh Laurie was that it was. And that's his name, right? Hugh Laurie?
Yeah,
that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was that his American accent was such a quirky voice. He was like, that can't be...
fake.
That can't be somebody else, you know? That's an odd voice that he's got going on there. But, boy, when you see those interviews, you're like, I did not expect that.
Hemsworth, I didn't know he was an Aussie. until I heard him in his like first press. I was like, oh God, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting how they do that.
It's like I remember when I was a kid being surprised at singers that turned out to be British or whatnot, because I'm like, why can't you hear this accent in their lyrics?
It doesn't make any sense.
Like any
of the British rock bands.
I think for me, the first real example was Phil Collins. It's like, oh, Phil Collins is a Brit.
The recent one is Adele. Did not know she was British for the longest time.
No.
Because they never heard her talk.
Now she runs the NBA.
Yeah, she does.
her and Rich Paul.
Such a random. You could not put 100 names in a hat of famous people and come up with a more random pairing than Rich Paul and Adele.
And the whole come up is just so bizarre. Like Rich Paul was selling jerseys out of the trunk of a car and LeBron was buying them from him. And now he's like the most powerful person in the NBA that is not a player or an executive.
It's so weird. So weird. Like, it makes zero sense.
Whoa. Here we are. Yeah. And
he's dating one of the...
He's dating Adele.
Most popular people on the planet.
Yeah. What's she up to these days? Is her residency done in Vegas?
I don't think so.
Mm.
I think it was 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
She's just sitting on a pile of money.
Yeah. We call it the Celine Dion, or more recently, the Usher.
Yeah.
Those residencies, they make, like... there's an article like Usher made like $70 million.
Vegas, baby.
Those ticket prices ain't cheap.
Vegas, baby.
Not cheap at all.
Yeah. Deal in on the Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6326. It's because the elongating of words when you sing. Yeah. I mean, I can see that. But the actors are the ones that get me. I don't even know. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what to think. How did we talk? Oh, Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Look, man, I'll find a way to deal with this.
American Bob Saget.
Yes.
I was so thrown off.
No hidden accent there.
I was so thrown off by his comedy. I didn't think it was funny the first time I watched it, because I was just like, I just missed all of the jokes in that this isn't Bob Saget. This isn't America's Dad, Danny Tanner. This isn't Bob Saget from America's Funniest Home Videos. Yeah. This isn't the same person. And then you watch Bob Saget the second time and you go, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. He's pretty funny now. But he was raunchy, Saget was.
Whew. All right. On a wild level.
Or like
Steph Curry has 14 points in 3 minutes right now. He's gone 15 points in 3 minutes.
Oh, you're sporting.
I'm sorry. He is absolutely on fire right now.
It's about damn time. Wait, what?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Oh, you're saying the best shooter in the world figured out
finally
how to shoot?
He literally just let a three go from the corner, turned around midair, and did his shimmy to the USA bench. Like, he is on one right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
My goodness. If he hits that, okay.
Yeah.
He just pulled from like 30 feet.
All right.
So USA currently up 15-13 with 5:45 to go. Well, no,
they're playing Serbia.
This nobody's missing in this game right now. It's nuts.
Semifinal round. The winner will take on France. That's going to be a raucous arena.
You'd think
they got the home country playing for gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Wemby's first Olympics.
Well, I mean, this sets up perfectly for KD to go. The refs didn't want us to win. You know?
There you go.
I mean, if they don't win a gold, they'll set that bad boy up.
I just like that we get like an actual like torch passing. It's the Olympics. It's LeBron to Wemby.
LeBron to Wemby.
Yeah.
Just right there.
Yeah. I mean, USA will win, but this will like be like the spark point for Wemby to make the transition.
We didn't talk about it. We're sporting right now. I feel uncomfortable with it. But we didn't talk about LeBron crowning himself when Leon Marchand entered the arena, and people like the whole arena went nuts, and LeBron put the crown on, and everybody's like, they're not cheering for you.
Yeah.
They're cheering for the French swimmer.
Yeah. Is that the highest profile? Like, you think somebody's waving at you and you wave back and then you realize it's somebody behind you?
Yeah. There is very few things in life. There are very few things in life where you will go through in that embarrassment of just going, Oh, you're not. Okay. Yeah. Yep. No, it's cool. I was just saying hi. Don't know who you are. Or when you think you see somebody that you know in public and it's definitely not them, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's not as bad. where you just give the wave and you're like, I'm just
the shoulder tap from behind when you think it's somebody,
yeah,
and they turn around. That's tough.
You're not who I thought you were.
I had the totally random thing. The Grubhub guy told me he liked my outfit today when he dropped off my food.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I just thought of it a split second ago.
What?
Do you want to know? Do you want to know?
No, I don't. That was the weirdest thing you possibly could have done.
I'm gonna walk you through my brain.
I don't think I want to. There have been several times, Danny, that we've been working together, and I've let you know I don't want in there because I don't want to know what's in there.
No, this is what happened.
I could end up in a courtroom sometime somewhere, and I don't want in. I'm letting you. Oh my God. Oh yeah. Okay.
I went shoulder tap, and I went. Shirt, and this shirt that I have on has like a strange texture to it. And then I went, oh yeah, shirt that I have on. Oh, that's right. That guy said something about my shirt and my outfit earlier. And that was the transition. Like that's when I say squirrel, this is what I mean. Those were the wires that crossed
the weirdest
in
way.
My brain.
At least the YouTubers could see Destiny's face right now.
I didn't say it made sense, but that's where my brain went. Like it went to like tactile feeling like of shirt.
It was the weirdest way.
Strange, like the fabric of my
to
shirt.
To make something about you.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't even to make it about me. It was just like, oh, this was like, it was a random thing.
I'm just giving you crap.
No. It's funny because.
All right, this, big gulps, huh?
No, this is the outfit that I have on. My wife says I dressed like a toddler today. So it was like two totally conflicting things.
But I'm telling you right now, you can't go home and be like, the Grubhub guy really liked my outfit.
I 100% am. Just to see her look
She's
on her face.
She's going to go, oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
He was a young.
You're going to walk up and be like, the Grubhub guy really liked my outfit today. You're just going to be like, uh-huh. I think I rest my case.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like 24.
I think he was doing some window shopping, huh?
Like the actual combination was like, I like
he asked
it, I
me
like
to get into his trunk after.
It was, hey, can you help me put this couch in the back of my van?
No. Definitely not one of those types. It was a young trying to make some money.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, working for those tips, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if that is the equivalent for like the Grubhub guy. That's the equivalent of a stripper saying she's paying through college, right? Mm. You know, she's worked for those tips.
You already tip on that. You pre-tip.
Maybe he's just wanting
maybe some
Maybe you got a one in your pocket. And you're like, you know what? Hey, it probably works.
You know, thanks for gassing me up.
Yeah,
I appreciate you.
I needed that today. Yeah. You know, I'm gonna hand that over to you.
When a young says they like the fit, it's like, oh, I'm not. I still got it. He's lying through his teeth, but I still got it.
Oh man.
It's like, yeah, you realize I already put the tip in on the app,
yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, what's in your pocket? Mm. What do you have? Can I have the rest of your money? That squirrel moment, that was great. I loved that. That was
literally the connection that I made in my brain. It was the material of this shirt.
Uh-huh.
What I thought about, like, when you tap somebody on the shoulder, I don't know why. I had like a feeling in my finger of like touching fabric, and I was like, oh, that's right, this fabric that I have on right now is a little bit different. And then I was like, oh, that's right, the shirt that I have on right now, somebody compliments.
It's like the part in Corky
Romano.
You're
not dressed like a toddler.
It's like the part in Corky Romano where Chris Kattan's all high on cocaine talking to a bunch of kids at like an FBI thing and just all of a sudden go, I should buy a boat.
Yeah.
Well, you, speaking of going sideways,
yeah,
off the rails,
yeah,
you showed me pictures of Jordan's kid.
Yeah, Marcus Jordan. Also thinking about buying a boat.
He's in Paris for the Olympics. You just showed me these pictures. You just tilted your screen over and said, what is he doing?
Yeah.
He was snorting something.
It was a white substance on the world's smallest spoon.
Yeah. And he was putting it, like it's action shots of the spoon going from the table up to his nose. And he's snorting it.
And whatever it is, the white substance that it is not, you know, totally confirmed.
Sugar.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It is on the world's smallest spoon. And it's actually one of those like little screw-in ones like you see in the movies.
Weird.
But that was jarring.
I was like, what, man is living his best life?
Does he have that everyday little like brown vial with the black screw-on lid too?
I mean,
that you saw in every movie in the 80s.
It's actually, it's a silver one, but it's the same thing. Like, it's like out of those movies. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Be right back. I gotta go take one more quick dump.
There was an Australian athlete that got arrested for trying to buy Coke out there, too.
Yeah, no, Australian field hockey player, which,
I mean,
if we're going down the list of countries, Australia's pretty high
up
there.
Super high on this list.
I probably wouldn't have pegged field hockey.
Rugby.
But.
No.
No, they're just beer, dude.
Yeah, that's
well, actually.
You gotta get pretty amped.
I need some rugby players in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, they.
Yeah, but you
they were wild.
You do it too much, you get a little too skinny.
Yeah. That's you got to have a good base.
Yeah, just ask John Belushi, right?
Yeah.
Man.
Chris Farley. And
cocaine.
Well, welcome in. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Sports.
Mm-hmm. We are on The Fan. We are also on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan, where you can see all of our reactions to everything that happens here.
We are all apparently also on one.
We're on one. Jeff Rust is wearing his Hillsborough Hops hat backwards. Colin Cowherd would disapprove of that.
Yes.
A very unserious man.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you're trying to convince anybody that you are a serious man.
No,
you're not.
That would be a futile effort.
Yeah, there you go. But you can see the Jeff Rust T-shirt Club T-shirt of the day on the YouTubes. We're also on Twitch, twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. We got the comment section going right there. We also have the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. We got a lot of college football, NFL news and notes that we need to get to. And the Olympics going on. Noah Lyles.
Did he do cocaine too?
No.
Probably should have.
He's masked up right now, though. He's masked up, and we'll have to discuss his stumbling in the 200 today because it did not go well after talking that S that his own teammate said, hey, no, man, you talk that stuff. And he went and did it and then took a bronze medal today. But where we got to start this bad boy off, preseason week one gets underway tonight. I know. It's weird. We already had the Hall of Fame game. But tonight starts week one of the preseason, and it begins year two for Bryce Young in the Carolina Panthers, which begs the question. We're talking so much about this class of quarterbacks that are rookies this year.
Mm-hmm.
What about the year two guys? Will we see a sophomore slump out of C.J. Stroud, the darling of the rookie quarterback class a year ago? And will we see a boost from the number one overall pick? Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Week one of the NFL's preseason gets underway tonight, 4 o'clock, NFL Network. Not sure why anybody would want to watch these two teams, but the Carolina Panthers play the New England Patriots in Foxborough tonight. You also have, non-televised, the Lions and the Giants.
How dare they non-televise it?
Right? Well, I think it'll be televised locally, and then they'll rerun it on the NFL Network ad nauseum.
I don't watch Danny Dimes miss people endlessly.
Yeah, right. Right, Danny Dimes when you're looking for dollars. That's where we're at right there. But it sparked a little conversation that we had pre-show. Bryce Young entering year two. Lackluster debut for Young last year as the number one pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah, if you look at the analytics behind him, he's attached to names like Josh Rosen and Jimmy Clausen. For rookie quarterbacks.
It doesn't seem good. But no. Also Jared Goff.
And Jared Goff. Goff is the one outlier of like, hey, they figured it out.
Yeah. And, well, he got a new coach.
Super helpful.
He got a new coach and a general manager who just went, you know what we're going to do? We are going to try everything we can to acquire as much talent around him. And they did a very good job. And they went to a Super Bowl, which is pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
And then they traded him, won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But now the Lions are really damn good with a wealth of talent. And
Jared Goff has been really good.
He has been fantastic, and he has shown so much growth and so many strides over his career. I love stories like that. And I love watching a guy that gets trashed, and then all of a sudden, boom, his career turns on its head. And I love those success stories. But we are looking at some rookie quarterback class from a year ago that, outside of C.J. Stroud, was pretty lackluster. And it really did show why so many teams were frothing at the mouth to get quarterbacks in this year's draft class, because last year's didn't live up to the hype, and you have to have a quarterback if you are going to survive in the National Football League. And that leaves us with our poll question. At Danny and Dusty, right now, you can go and vote. Which second-year quarterback are you most confident in taking a step forward this year? Tennessee Titans' Will Levis, Carolina Panthers' Bryce Young, or the Indianapolis Colts' Anthony Richardson? Go and vote at Danny and Dusty on Twitter. We didn't put C.J. Stroud in there because
he was not even good for a rookie. He was incredible.
They went worst to first.
Yeah.
We saw guys like Nico Collins and Tank Dell thrive under CJ with CJ Stroud last year. You have Bobby Slowick, their offensive coordinator, who, again, another guy who was up for head coaching jobs, very similar to Ben Johnson in Detroit, that said, no, we're going to put all of that on the back burner. I want to see this thing through in Houston. And then they add Stephon Diggs this year. I was thinking that Houston could be a regression team.
Sure.
You add a guy like Stephon Diggs, take his crazy out of it, you feed him the ball, you are going to be successful.
Yep.
And you will elevate your offense with a player like Stephon Diggs, especially when you have weapons like Dell and Collins and Dalton Schultz around him. We're taking C.J. Stroud out of this conversation.
Because
he's established
himself.
Even
if he has the regression, the bar, how far he would have to go under the bar to be somebody you worry about. Like, his rookie year was so good, I no longer worry about him for his career, which I think probably happens once a generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, oh, yeah, no, he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
there's not a... But with Richardson, Young, and Levis, I think there's plenty of questions with each of them.
Well, let's start with Will Levis, Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. They have a void at the wide receiver position. It has been kind of tough going for Tennessee after dealing A.J. Brown to Philly. They thought that they were going to kind of just insert Tyler Boyd in there and Treylon Burks, and they were going to be okay. Well, this year you have a wide receiver core. They traded for Calvin Ridley this year. They get DeAndre Hopkins. They have Tyler Boyd, and then Treylon Burks is now your fourth or fifth receiver in that receiving core. I just don't know. I don't know enough about Tennessee right now. With that division being the way that it is, you actually... The AFC South has improved dramatically.
It has, in a matter of 2 years.
You look at Jacksonville, if they stay healthy, mm-hmm. they are on a playoff path. Indy, which has another quarterback in this conversation, Anthony Richardson, and I think that's the biggest question mark that you can ask, is and Anthony health. Richardson, can he stay healthy? Because what, in four games last year,
he
got injured
some magical
three,
stuff.
But he got injured three times.
It's like, ah, what's it going to be?
I look at Anthony Richardson, though, and I go, all right. A.D. Mitchell, they acquired through the draft, who, out of Texas, you have a bigger body receiver with plenty of speed that you can pair with Michael Pittman Jr., and all of a sudden you have a 1-2 punch to go with the running game of Jonathan Taylor if he can stay healthy, and Trey Sermon in that backfield. Anthony Richardson and the Colts, they could have this season this year where we look a lot like, you know, these teams that, well, Jacksonville, which... Everybody kind of wrote off, and then here they come. Doug, you have a head coach in place in Shane Steichen. We saw what Shane Steichen can do offensively and working with a quarterback in Jalen Hurts, and we just talked about yesterday the fractures that are happening in Philly after Steichen leaves. Now he has year two with Anthony Richardson, a lot more development and command of the offense. I love Anthony Richardson.
I do too.
The big question is, can he stay healthy?
For me, if you're going like a confidence scale on these guys, like eight and on a 1 to 10,
on an eight with Anthony Richardson,
is as far as him progressing and taking the only thing that, which is such a stark contrast to where I was with him coming into the draft last year. Remember we talked about like if he fell to the Raiders, would I want him? And I was like, I don't know, man. I watched him play those three games. And there was just something about him where you just went, oh, this there's stuff here. Like, there's magic here. He is a playmaker. Hit off-platform throws, the ability to just absolutely send it, the ability to keep plays alive, tuck the ball and go. Just, he's special. It looked like you were seeing kind of Cam Newton with better arm control.
You can't play with reckless abandon in the NFL.
Though. That's the issue.
And
yes.
Now we saw, remember he was on McAfee, what was that, in like March?
Mm-hmm.
Where he said he's like 255 pounds.
Yeah, he said he put on some more weight. And I was like, and it didn't, and you couldn't tell because yeah. He's just a massive dude.
Yeah, he's got a big trunk on mm-hmm. him. But I love the addition of A.D. Mitchell to that receiving core to yep. kind of help his development too. And if you're thinking of the guys that you have the most faith in making those strides and making those developments, you got to look at the people that are around him
yes.
as well. Not just from a receiving core, but a coaching aspect too. Mm-hmm. And Dave Canales goes into Carolina with Bryce Young. Bryce Young had a horrible year last year. We know Dave Canales and what he's able to do from a coordinator standpoint. Mm-hmm. He were in quarterback development
yes.
standpoint. Look what he did just in the last couple of years with Baker Mayfield, for goodness sakes.
Turn Baker back into, you know, not even just good, like I'd say better than good, above
he was
average.
Top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, like
last
he's a
year.
Very good quarterback.
Yeah. And Baker Mayfield had all of the warts with him, but mm-hmm. I think it goes in two parts there. Dave Canales got through to Baker Mayfield, and Baker Mayfield opened himself up mm-hmm. to coaching, criticism, and building himself back up. And that is one of the most impressive things that you can do. But if you still look at the pieces that are around Bryce Young this year, they didn't improve anything. His receivers are Deontay Johnson, Adam Thielen, Jonathan Mingo, Tommy Tremble, and then their draft pick, a guy that I absolutely love, Mr. Country himself, Xavier Leggett, out of South Carolina, big body wide receiver. He's been working through a couple of injuries through training camp, though, and that's kind of a wait and see. They don't have that dude, and they don't have two, and I think that's one thing that you can look at with all of these other quarterbacks, even the aging ones in Tennessee with a guy like DeAndre Hopkins, at least Will Levis has got vets around him.
The other thing with Levis is Ben Solak kind of did a deep dive on the second-year quarterbacks. This was really interesting one that popped up. He highlighted that Will Levis has maybe the most dispersed or radical passing development in the NFL in the modern era. And that by that I mean over 50% of his passes were either over 20 yards or behind the line of scrimmage. He had the lowest rate of passes between 0 and 19 yards, which is he didn't have anybody who could get open.
No, it's either check down or let it rip.
Let it rip. The only player in the modern era that has had a higher deep throw rate than him, do you know who it is?
Russell Wilson.
Tim Tebow.
Oh, Tim Tebow.
22% of his throws were over 20 yards, which I find that hard to believe because I don't think I've ever seen Tim Tebow throw a ball more than 20 yards.
No, that's what he did, though. Is he played jump ball.
Yeah.
Jump ball, whack, Brandon whack, Marshall, whack, go get whack, it.
Whack, playing 500. But yeah, it was really interesting. Like if you're talking like it's like a confidence scale with Levis, I think it's probably like a 6.
Yeah, let's go through these. You got Anthony Richardson at an 8.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think the only mark with him is health.
Yeah.
I think the other stuff, I mean, he's got weapons around him.
He does. The health is such a
big, it is. It's a big one.
Such a big scare because of such a short window that we saw him and
he
how
got
many
three
injuries,
different injuries
we saw from him. Yeah. And the fact that, remember, the knock on him is how much football has he played coming out of Florida, right? But he's young. Mm-hmm. He's got a great coach. He has weapons around him. I'd probably put him at like a 7 just because of the injury question, but I'd be, if it wasn't, if we go down and we get to week like 3 or 4 and just taking his play out of it, if he's just healthy through that,
that's a win.
I'd put it at a 9.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, legitimately. Like if he's kind of Lamar'd this in like the sense of like, okay, there you go, buddy.
I'm going to take less hits. Yeah. I'm not going to gamble as much. I'm going to protect myself and be a pro in that regard. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the hardest things to coach out of a guy, though.
Especially when like the difference between getting hit in college, which, again, it's a lot, but it's not the NFL where everyone's bigger, stronger, faster, and they're going to kill you.
Yeah, and I think that Will Levis, you know, my questions with him are going to be, all right, he was kind of that in and out mm-hmm. guy, and then late they just said, it's yours, take it over, let's go.
The coaching change is the thing for me.
Yeah, I'm a little lower, and I think this is just kind of where I am with the draft class. Only 4 quarterbacks in the first 2 rounds, right?
Yeah.
When you're looking at Levis was the first pick of the second round last year by Tennessee. You had 3 first rounders go. I'm going to go like Levis at like a 5, 4 or 5. Yeah. And then Bryce Young is like a 2.
Yeah. We're smack
2.
Bryce is where I was, but it's 2. It's him and it's the weapons around him. Yeah. There's the
weapons are so important, man.
They are, but there's also you and I talked about this off air yesterday in the, just the idea of Bryce Young and that thing, that magic, like just show me something. Because the thing about Bryce Young is the only quarterback who's ever been drafted in the Super Bowl era that's been lighter than him is Jim McMahon.
Yeah.
The only quarterback who's been as tall or as short as him is Kyler Murray. If you're going to be the lightest and the shortest, you better be God tier, either with like mobility or with accuracy or with ball placement. And he just hasn't been any of those things. And that's the thing. I'm like, I can't get there. With Levis, the guy's got a howitzer, his arm. I mean, but beyond that, I mean, just having
accuracy is huge.
Yes. And but also
that's why you don't go to the middle either. So you don't trust the fact that you can get the ball into tight windows. That's a major concern.
But every game he had a drive.
Yeah.
Where you went, that was pretty damn good.
Yep. Joel on the YouTube feed says, I would consider Deontay Johnson in fantasy football. Could be the safety net for Bryce Young. Hits often on quick routes and get rid of the ball. That is one thing that Bryce Young, we were talking about this yesterday with Shedeur Sanders, right? You feel the pressure. Get the damn ball out.
Yeah, just get it out quick and then let them figure it out.
To Bryce Young's credit, he got the ball out, but there was nowhere to get the ball to a lot of times. And that is that's where you just sit there and you throw your hands up and you pray to the football gods that you're able to develop and grow some people out there. All right, 503-864-6326. That's a Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. We stay in the NFL. Helmet hitting, man. Not a good look. But first, a world record update with Rust in SportsCenter. We'll have an Olympics update coming up here in our next segment because the F around and find out meter is pinned right now for Team USA men's basketball. But, and then we also have more golds that we need to talk about. But yesterday in training camp, the NFL Network was doing their training camp visit to the Seattle Seahawks. And I was watching that training camp live thing, and then all of a sudden I hear this whoa and the guys on set, just all Tom Palacero and Mike Garofolo, I think, was there. Somebody else was there. Michael Robinson, the former Seahawks fullback, now works for the NFL Network. He was sitting there, and they all just kind of turned around. He was like, nothing to worry about here. Nothing to worry about here. What was happening, though, was a training camp fight in Seattle.
Which, not uncommon.
Well, it is a little uncommon when you have DK Metcalf ripping off a helmet and swinging it at his teammates.
It also was the fifth fight of the day. Which, I'm going to say something maybe controversial. Having fights at training camp, again, drawing the military line.
They happen.
They happen, and honestly, it's... You won a few.
You see the same person over and over and over again. And when you win some of those battles and then the guy adjusts and you get all of a sudden by this time in training camp, when you're 16 days in,
all you've seen is that dude across from you.
And you start learning each other's tricks. You start cheating the other guy and it gets a little bit
and
testy
And you start chirping.
A lot of chirping. A lot of chirping happens. And then things boil over. I loved what Mike McDonald had to say after the practice. He was talking with Palacero, and he said, we're towing that line of aggression. He's like, I want my guys to be aggressive, but we are towing that line. Five fights, DK ripping helmets off and swinging them at people.
It gets to be the bunch.
I like what Mike McDonald is bringing to the table, but what he also said after that was DK addressed the team afterwards. After practice said, hey, look, this is on me. That's not right. That's not who I am. That's not who we should be. We need to move forward. We need to grow from this.
He's saying all the right things publicly, but also behind closed doors, he's probably saying...
No, but that was behind closed... That was at practice to the team, addressing the team after practice, and McDonald is saying... And that is the healthy way that you should move forward in these things. When it boils over and it goes from the practice field and then it turns into an issue in the locker room, that's when things get out of hand and you're not... in a right mind. But the guys who it boils over into the locker room are not the guys who address the team after practice when you guys are all huddled up and you say, all right, hey, this isn't how we need to do things. Like, emotions get the best of us. We're all sick of seeing each other right now. We need to be better. That is a good sign of leadership from DK Metcalf after trying to kill a teammate.
Yeah.
You know, we saw at Appalachian State, there's Appalachian State video.
Boy, that was that was Myles Garrett was proud.
And this was kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like an App State D-line just starts swinging with the O-lineman's helmet.
And he caught a guy without a helmet on.
Got him.
And he definitely got staggered.
Yeah. You don't want that.
No.
That is a bridge too far. But I'm picking up what Mike McDonald's putting down. In Seattle, I like him as a coordinator in Baltimore. He's under the Harbaugh kind of tree of crazy.
Yes,
we know that is
the
what
culture
the Harbaugh
stuff
tree
is good.
But you do need to, and when he says, well, you know, we're towing that line right there of aggression with a wry smile, that's who I want. I love the excerpts of what we're hearing Mike McDonald say about the progress that they're making, and it's not. There's a way that coach speak can be meaningful and productive, right? Because he's talking about culture. And then this new buzzword that every coach at every level is saying right now is the connectivity and being connected as a team. You're seeing that come out of Mike McDonald, and I'm excited for a new era in Seattle with Mike McDonald. I truly am excited for it.
It is going to be interesting to see how different this team is, because the personnel is not that different, but culturally and from a coaching standpoint, it has all of the trimmings and bells and whistles of an entirely different staff.
Yeah. And look, you go from Pete Carroll for 13 years, Pete Carroll, he wins a Super Bowl, wins two NFC championships, wins the division. The Seahawks won the division like 5 times, right? Under Pete Carroll, and it was a really tough division. They went to the playoffs. I think they only missed the playoffs like 3 times under Pete. Like, you have a guy that you can say, you know, in a franchise that, like, the best thing that they had before that was going to the Super Bowl under Mike Holmgren in Detroit. Remember that? Do you guys remember where Jerome Bettis is from? You know Jerome Bettis is from Detroit.
Remind me
again. Jerome Bettis is from Detroit. Oh, okay. Yeah. But unequivocally, the best coach in franchise history. It's a tough one to follow, and I love that Mike McDonald is doing it his own way, breathing kind of a breath of fresh air into a franchise where Pete Carroll's ultimate positivity. You know, that does at some point, and we saw it, it starts to wear a little thin.
Yes.
And then now you have a guy who's the youngest coach in the NFL at 37 years old. He is a defensive savant, and he is trying to rebuild a culture that is a little bit more aggressive than what Pete had. I'm not saying that Pete wasn't, but it's kind of that new, the new wave of the players coach. And Pete Carroll was the ultimate player's coach.
40 years older.
Hell yeah. I love Pete Carroll, though.
I do.
He's awesome. He was probably 37 in spirit.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
Is Pete Carroll going to be like 95 years old? Like, he's going to be 95 and he's going to Dick Van Dyke this thing.
I was going to say Dick Vermeil.
Oh, I was going to say he's going to Dick Van Dyke this thing.
We both went for Dick.
And he's just going to be, he's just going to be out there, and he's still going to be, you know, talking with folks and doing media appearances.
Yeah, 100%. He's going to be a guy who's going to have the mental faculties all the way through.
God, love Pete Carroll. But the new era is here, and DK Metcalf trying to knock guys' heads off. You don't want that.
No.
You don't want that. But toe that line.
Not great, Bob.
Toe that line. Toe that line, as Mike McDonald said. Let's give an Olympic update. We got a new world record. We got the COVIDs. They're back in this Olympics. And then Team USA flirting with disaster next on The Fan. After the 100-meter championship by Noah Lyles, he tried to take the high road, and Fred Curley said, "No, man, talk that S." And Noah Lyles said, "When we come out of the turn in the 200, there's going to be a lot of people depressed." Turns out that was Noah Lyles today. Where the speedster who shines in the 200 meters is actually his better race, got to finals. He went to have that burst in the final 100, and it just wasn't there. Now we are finding out Noah Lyles, and he was gassed, and he has asthma.
Mm-hmm.
But if we come to find out, he entered the stadium today wearing a mask. He took it off for warm-ups in the race, obviously. And then now he is back masked up at the Olympic Games. He has tested positive for COVID, and he ended up finishing third. Botswana.
Bringing home the gold. Winning their first ever Olympic gold in the 200.
Not too shabby. Elsewhere in the Olympics, Sydney McLaughlin Lavroni, she has set another world record.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
She continues to do the thing that she does?
Breaking her own world record of 50.68 seconds set in Eugene, Oregon at the championships in 2022. Sid the Kid, 50.37, shattering the world best mark. She wins back-to-back golds, becomes the first ever woman to win back-to-back gold medals in the 400 hurdles. That's good.
Goodness.
But I think where all eyes are right now at the Olympic Games, at the half, Team USA trails Nikola Jokic in Serbia, 54-43. The men's basketball team down 11 at the break. Steph Curry went off for a 20 burger in the first half. And that doesn't compare to the way that Serbia has been shooting the ball.
No, they are shooting the living hell out of the ball. And this is a major ego check for Team USA at the half. It's coming out. I don't think Steph, Braun, and KD can sit in the second half. I think it's those three and then whoever else earns it. And that if they want to put Tatum out there and he plays well, great. If not, yank him. I'm at the point of it's literally, if you don't produce and you start choking, it's a quick hook if you're not those three.
Derek White has looked panicked at times.
Ant Edwards
on the offensive side.
Been a disaster.
Ant Edwards on both ends of the floor, whether it's shooting the ball, turnovers, and not being ready for the ball to come his way. It has not looked good. But right now, Steph Curry's 20. The rest of Team USA has scored 23 points. But here's the thing about it. Lights out shooting from Serbia in that first half from beyond the arc. Do we think that they can keep that up in the second half and continue to shoot the ball that they were from beyond the
arc? Yeah, they keep going under screens. I mean, I watched them twice go under Bogdan Bogdanovic on screens. This is a career 40% three-point shooter in the NBA, and you're going under screens on him. Like, what the hell are you doing?
They're doing the old F around and find out. Right now, Serbia is shooting over 50% from beyond the arc. They're 10 of 19 from three, 52%. Meanwhile, Team USA, 9 of 19. That's actually respectable. They are just not making anything else. They're 47% from three and 48% from the field. And yeah, we're back to after a couple of great performances. Joel Embiid looked really good after being widely criticized in the tune-up games and then the opener in pool play. He's been playing really well. Today, it kind of seems like he's been going back to his flopping.
It's been the mixed bag of being physical and flopping at the same time. We were in a break. I literally yelled at the TV to get the bleep up just because it was just like, come on, dude.
That should be noted that it's not that out of character for you to be yelling at the TV during the break.
You're
but
but this one was more egregious than usual. If basketball's on, I'm going to be yelling at the TV.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, as you should be. But I think if you're looking at it right now, LeBron at the end of the half gave the two small.
Yeah, he absolutely just sunned Bogdanovic.
Looked at the bench, and this could be LeBron, Steph, two-man game takeover.
Yeah, they got to find a way to get KD going through because, I mean, KD's the best offensive player on the planet.
He has one shot.
Yeah.
He has one shot from the field.
So
and two fouls.
Like, I mean, this is the Steve Kerr criticism that the Warriors fans always give. It's just like, there's a hesitance to make some changes. There's a rigid conformity to what they want to do as opposed to just Serbia full on rope-a-doped in the run-up.
Yep.
That's what they did. They didn't show anything.
They had played you talk about rigid style.
Mm-hmm.
They just said, we are going to work through some things. We're just going to run our sets, and we're going to find out where
we get is what we get.
They have gotten into the knockout round, and we saw they were down, 24 points?
Mm-hmm.
And they just said, all right, now we're going to start ISOing Jokic and let the best player in the world right now do his thing.
Yeah.
And it's been very effective. And now with Team USA, the worst thing that Team USA could have happen is happening. Serbia is lights out from beyond the arc.
Yeah, Avramovic is out there just cooking. He's got, 15-4-2. Jokic has got 9-7-3. So, I mean, they're doing everything they need to do right now. Team USA, and I think this plays exactly into what Serbia is trying to do. They've been mostly 2-3. They've switched a little bit, but they've basically said, we're going to make you shoot, which seems like an insane thing to say, but we're also going to make it be everyone but Steph. But if Steph gets it and he gets going, we're going to live with Steph killing us. We're not going to overcommit and put ourselves in rotation and get torn apart on the inside by USA's athletes. It's a risky move to let Steph go off for like 40.
Yeah,
it really is. But if nobody else is able to do anything, it might end up working for him.
Alexa Avramovic for Serbia. He currently plays for, well, Russian League powerhouse, CSKA Moscow.
Yeah, CSKA Moscow.
And he
He's an NBA player.
Is 6'4". Yeah. Blazers should sign him.
No, he's an NBA player. Like, legitimately, he's a guy that could come over and be a plus NBA player.
We should do that. We should do that. We should sign him. We should sign him. And I'm looking at this. He was born in 1994 in Yugoslavia.
When it was still a country.
Yeah. Yeah. That, yes. Back when that was still a country. 94. So he's not a young buck.
No, he's 30.
Bring him over. If he can shoot like this, I mean, Blazers could use him.
No, I mean, he's an incredibly good player.
All right. Well, let's see what Team USA has in the bag for the second half. They are at the break again, trailing by 11 to Serbia, 54-43 in the semifinals. A loss, and they go to the bronze medal game. A win pits them against France in the championship.
Worth pointing out, centerpiece of a potential Damian Lillard trade, Nikola Jovic. Mm. Not Jokic. Jovic. Mm-hmm. Still has not played.
Oh, really?
Still has not played.
Well, yeah. Could have been a Blazer great.
Yeah.
Nikola Jovic.
We'll never know.
All right, let's get to hour number two of the radio program. Let's talk a little Oregon State football, shall we?
Mm.
Because what will it say if three players end up shining for the Beavs that were widely criticized just a year ago? Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!